The same good God who gave us the gospel also gave us the law, and he loves his law as much as he loves his gospel. In fact, neither can be fully understood or appreciated without seeing the relationship between the two. Recovering the doctrine of the law and gospel is essential to living well in the world that God has made. Join us for the National Founders Conference, January 21st through the 23rd of 2027, as we look at the scriptures to study not only the great gift of the gospel to us, but the usefulness and goodness of God's law that caused the psalmist to say, "Oh, how I love your law." You can find out more information and register for the conference at founders.org/conference. Use code FOUNDERS at checkout to save 10% on your registration. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back. Hope you guys are doing well. It's been a couple weeks again, but the reason this time is because vacation. We went on a vacation out east and had a really great time, went to Virginia and several different places in Virginia that were incredible. I'm going to tell you all about it and then walk away with a few things that I just have been thinking about vacation. And I wanted to do this because it's fresh. Then we'll jump back into the series about regulative principle pastoring after that. But we're going to end on just a few thoughts. Number one, the providence of God. Number two, just being thankful for God's work in history. It is, after all, his story. And then respect of great men, respect for the men God has used in the past. Number four, family, just being thankful for family and time together. And then thankful, finally, for my wife's 16 years of marriage, which we celebrated on this trip. So we'll walk through all these things that we got to do, and then I'll encourage you to go on a vacation out and do something similar because it was really, really a phenomenal trip. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. Ask for blessing now. Thank you for just unique times with family, vacations, and trips that you can go on and end up kind of breaking up everyday normal life and giving some specific time with family to do things and have shared experiences together that build memories for a lifetime. And I'm thankful for this last trip that when we're old and we look back on our life, we'll remember this trip. And I think our children will too, as they grow old, we'll remember this. And God, I'm just blessed and thankful. Thank you for the 16 years of marriage that Jordan and I have had together, and just the fun it was on this trip to celebrate that together with the kids. And we ask for blessing now. Thank you for these things to be fresh on my mind and even just encouraging and fun for people to listen to. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I'm going to take you through day by day what we experienced and then what we did. And then really just if you've never been out this way, have you think through maybe this is a good vacation for our family, because it is something I think it's almost like a pilgrimage for people who say, look back in the history of our country and what God has done. It would be great to go to Plymouth Rock and go up and visit in Massachusetts. We've been there a little bit before. We did the Boston Freedom Trail and that sort of thing. But this was really special, even going back before the Pilgrims landed in 1620, back to 1607. And we really got to see three specific eras of American history. Number one, we saw kind of the settling period of original settlement at Jamestown. And the second part that we got to look into was Revolutionary War history. And then the third part was the war between the states history. And a lot of that is all together in Virginia. Virginia really is. So, you know, when you think about America, America is in a lot of ways Virginia, and Virginia is America. It's sad to see where Virginia's come to at this point, especially with like gun laws. They're pretty terrible, like Illinois is in a lot of things, but still incredible places to visit. So we leave on Sunday after church. Last Sunday, we got in the car and headed out, and we made it a two-day trip out there. Stopped in Charleston, West Virginia. I think we got there at about 9 o'clock, and we stayed, I think, at the Marriott. We just got on Priceline and picked out, I think it was $90 or something like that. Just slept, and then got in the car the next morning and left at 3 in the morning. We love driving through the night. That's just the best thing for our family. And Jordan and I actually enjoy it. We take turns. I drive 90% of the time. And then if I get really tired, then she'll drive for a little bit, usually before midnight. And then I'll get up and drive the rest of the way through the night. So on this trip, though, it was just all me. Jordan didn't drive at all, only on the way back. But we get there to Richmond, Virginia, leave And we, our plan is to get to Richmond and then visit the Civil War Museum and go to the Confederate White House. But along the way, we found Lexington, Virginia. And I'd been looking up Lexington, Virginia, because I knew that Stonewall Jackson was buried there. And I just kind of looked it up relative to Williamsburg, where we were going. And it was going to be 2.5 hours away. And I thought, well, it's probably too far for us to visit when we're there. So I've got to, I can't do everything. So I'm going to have to just miss out on that. But as we're driving on Interstate 64 from Charleston, West Virginia, into Virginia towards Richmond, we see a sign, Lexington, Virginia, and it's 6:30 in the morning, something like that. And I think, oh my goodness, we're going to pull off the side here. I didn't know Lexington was right on 64. So we pull to the side, and Jordan kind of is just waking up. The kids are sleeping. And I told her we're making a pit stop here. And we go and we find the Oak Ridge Cemetery. It used to be the Stonewall Jackson Memorial Cemetery. They changed it because, I guess, you know, liberal stuff, whatever. We find Thomas Jackson's grave. And there was lemons all around. The folklore is that he liked lemons, probably didn't like lemons. His wife said he didn't like lemons any more than any other fruit, but there were lemons out there. And he had several family members. His wife was buried next to him and several family members up to 2020. In the year 2020, there was somebody buried there that was a descendant of his daughter, the Christian family. And we stood there. This is Stonewall Jackson, which is Oak's namesake. And we got Oak out and we all took pictures in front. And I don't know how to other to say this than it was just a, this is going to sound really weird, but there was just something, there's something powerful about it. Just standing before a great man, knowing that this is the ground, this is the dirt, when he is resurrected, that this dirt right here is where he's going to come up out of. This body that lays here will reunite with the soul. And one day I'll get to meet Stonewall Jackson, but a man that is 5 years younger than me when he died, he was 37 when he died, to be able to stand and salute him and say, thank you for what you did, was just personally standing before your hero's grave was amazing. And if you don't know much about Jackson, you should. He's a great man that's been slandered by many for the last 15 years or so. And he was just an incredible man. So I'd encourage you to look into Thomas Stonewall Jackson. And we had a great time. We realized that the VMI where he taught was there. It was just right across town. We knew that VMI was there. I didn't realize that. I knew it was there. And then his house was there as well. But then I didn't realize that Washington and Lee University or Washington and Lee College were right next to VMI. I mean, these schools are just perfectly connected. So we walked over and we went to see Traveler's grave, and then we get to see Lee's grave by leaning in. It was closed, but we kind of leaned in underneath the chapel and looked through the doors and were able to look in there. But we stood at Traveler's grave, which was Lee's horse. If you don't know about Traveler, again, you should know. He was a faithful horse of General Lee. And so being able to see that, and we walked up to the president's house, and I just read a book about how General Lee redid the whole president's house when he took over as president and got it ready for his wife to come and join him. And so to stand and see the president's house, which is a private residence, and just, you know, stand out there as people are living in there, to see the school that was rebuilt from the ground up by Lee during his tenure as president until he died was just incredible. I mean, there's just something powerful about it. Just great men of history. That stop really set the stage for the vacation. Lexington, Virginia was really cute. We went to a really cool coffee shop there. We went and drove by Jackson's house, and Lexington was incredible. We loved the little town. It was, I think, maybe 5,000 people or something like that, but it had two schools there, and it was just a beautiful, just old brick everywhere. You could tell it was a really old town with old houses, old streets, old buildings. It was beautiful. Old cemetery, Stonewall Jackson's Pastor White was buried in that same cemetery. I didn't get to find his grave, but it was really neat thinking through all the people that were buried in that town that were just good and godly men. So that was an incredible time. We got back in the car, went to Richmond. Richmond was a little bit of dud. Only part of the trip that didn't live up to expectations was the Civil War Museum there. It used to be the Confederate Museum, and the museum there really kind of is just a bland representation of kind of a northern view of the war. And just kind of a run-of-the-mill kind of museum. Wasn't really anything special to it. But the Confederate White House, where the Davises lived, that tour was really cool. We got to see the house. The kids asked great questions. And it was just really neat to see that house. I got a ticket. I thought I had paid the parking meter You know, when you go into places that have parking meters, apparently you sometimes get it wrong, and I didn't actually pay and thought I did. So I was going to dispute it, and then I realized it actually didn't go through because I didn't hit the payment button. So now I got to owe $30 to the city of Richmond or something like that. So Richmond overall was kind of a dud other than the Confederate White House. That was pretty good. So we go on and we get into Williamsburg that night, and I think we went swimming that night, possibly in the pool. We went on a blue-green vacation. If you want to do a hack in life, go to Bass Pro Shop and buy their promotional vacations, because all you got to do is sit through a two-hour spiel and you get an incredibly cheap vacation. They give you gift cards as well. And this is a life hack that I love and will keep doing probably the rest of my life. And you get to go to really great places. So we stayed at this really nice blue-green resort in Williamsburg, the Patrick Henry Square Inn or something like that. And it was right in Williamsburg. So that historic triangle, which is Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg, it's all right there connected pretty close. So we sleep there Monday night. Tuesday, we go into Jamestown. First, there's the replica Jamestown, which is the modern recreation of what Jamestown most likely looked like. That was just a lot of fun. We got to get on the old boats, the three boats that were there on display. One of them was gone getting repaired. But you got to see that what Jamestown kind of looked like, the houses they lived in. It was pretty amazing what they were able to build pretty quick. The rudimentary houses that they built were so far superior to anything that the Indians had built for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that they had been on this continent. And the Englishmen get here and build up this town, and it's beautiful. I mean, we got a video on Instagram, me saying, you know, it's really not bad. It wouldn't be bad to live here. It was really awesome to see all this and to see just their work ethic and their drive and motivation. And these were men, there were no women yet. These were men that were just driven men to get stuff done. And then we went into the historic Jamestown part, the actual Jamestown Island where the original settlement was. And I had known based on Ancestry.com that one of my ancestors had supposedly died there. We actually went to a book of records, and they had a book there of immigrants, people who had come and settled in Jamestown. And sure enough, I go down the list. And after we looked through all of Jamestown, we saw the first Protestant church in North America on that island. We got to see some monuments and just incredible things about Jamestown. And then here is the name, John Inman. He was brought over here as a slave in 1619 on the ship Falcon, was owned by William Bennett. John Inman, my ancestor, was a surgeon and was supposed to be a surgeon under his household for 4 years. But William Bennett held on to him in 1629. He made an appeal and was ordered to stay after 10 years, stay under ownership of William Bennett. And then after that, we don't know anything else of what happened with John Inman. So that was pretty cool to see. There's my ancestor, 1619. Pretty awesome. So the boys got to see where their grandpa came through, got to see their name. We actually found out the plantation that he lived on. He was a white guy. He was an Englishman. But, you know, I guess now I have access to reparations or something, because, you know, that's the funny thing is all of us have slaves in our background. And my family is also slave owners as well. Solomon Sparks was a slave owner just five generations ago. So my legacy includes both being a slave and owning slaves. And it's just a part of history. Anybody who gets upset about that is just pretty ridiculous. So Jamestown was pretty amazing. We go back, spend some time. Highly encourage you to go there. And if you have your fourth grade pass, you can get into some of Jamestown for free for your children as a national parks pass kind of thing for your family. But to get in the actual historic part, you can only get on some of the island. You can't actually see everything unless you actually buy the state run side of things. The next day we went to, we decided to go to Mount Vernon because of the weather. We were going to go to Virginia Beach, but we went to Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon, which is Washington's home, was absolutely amazing. I mean, there were so many highlights to this trip, but if you've never been to Mount Vernon, I highly, all of these are like way off the charts. Highly encourage you to go, because like I said, this exceeded all expectations. Everything on the trip except Richmond, the Civil War Museum, everything exceeded expectations. We go to Mount Vernon and we're able to walk around the grounds. It used to have 8,000 acres. Now it's down to measly. It's merely 500 acres. And the kids are really enjoying it. Our littles, you know, it's hot out. Our littles aren't really knowing what's going on. They just kind of want to go back to the pool and swim. But the bigs are really recognizing this because we've talked a lot about Washington. We watched Young Washington, so this is really of interest to them. We got to go stand at the general's grave, and I stood there. They gave you carnations to be able to put flowers down and lay flowers at the grave. It's George and Martha Washington there. They've got John chapter 14 listed about the resurrection of life, and he who believes in me will live yet he die. And it was amazing to see that this was in his will. This was in Washington's will. What he wanted his grave to be at Mount Vernon was done according to his desired wishes. And we got to go there and read that passage and think how, you know, he will rise again, and just we'll meet him as well. This is where his resurrection will happen, on this dirt, at this place. George and Martha Washington will resurrect together because of Christ. And to stand there and to salute again, I did the old school salutes. You know, I'm not a soldier. I wasn't in the military, but I did the salutes, up to the Confederate style, down to the original, which is your hand, instead of your hand like this. If you're watching a video, it's your hand, your palm facing out, and was able to say, and I said, thank you, sir. And I was, I wish I would have said, you know, thank you, Mr. President, or thank you, General. I said, thank you, sir. And, you know, obviously he's with the Lord now, but wish I would have said General or President. And then just prayed and thanked the Lord. And it was another moment, like with Jackson, to stand at the grave of Washington and to think about how God had used that man. And then to talk about the kids, about great men in history. You know, God used Stonewall Jackson. God used General Lee. But to a greater degree, God used Washington. And in the world of history, when we look back and think about great men in history, Washington is on that list of great men that God used. And he was a godly man. He loved the Lord. He conducted family worship. He didn't have any children of his own, but he loved his adopted children. And his grandson fought for the Confederate Army. There was a legacy there of faithful, you know, men and women in that legacy. And, you know, the Custis family, so Lee married into the Custis family, and the granddaughter. And, you know, it, to stand at that grave was, it was incredible. Then to walk the grounds and to see the property, it was meticulously well taken care of. It was just, everything about it was amazing. The slave quarters were better than, I mean, they looked like Airbnb quarters. I mean, brick floors. This was the only place that didn't just apologize over and over and over again for slavery. It was the only one that didn't say, you know, enslaved persons over and over and over again. They really wasn't much of an apology at all, which was great. It was refreshing to just hear, you know, the history there. We were thinking how everybody on that place in Mount Vernon probably felt very privileged to be there. Washington was such a good man. He loved that place, loved Mount Vernon. And it was his grandfather, his great-grandfather, actually, that picked out that place and originally got that property and developed it. And then Mount Vernon was eventually built. It was the second or third iteration. And then Washington built onto it and extended the wings and just made it to what it is today. And then it was, I think, three or four more generations before they couldn't afford to take care of the property anymore. And then it went out of the Washington legacy and was sold to the ladies of Mount Vernon or something like that, who bought it. And then it's been a museum, I believe, since then. But man, that was incredible. That whole day was just awesome. So we go back, and we end up getting back to the hotel. The next day we decide, it's Yorktown. So we go to Yorktown, which is, of course, now we're in Revolutionary War. This is where Washington led the armies, and we defeated Cornwallis. Cornwallis surrendered and said, everything has changed. Everything will change. Everything has changed. The kind of the downfall of the British Empire was kickstarted by their defeat at Yorktown Battlefield. And we went to see that battlefield first. Then we went into town. We went to the American History Museum, American Revolutionary War History Museum. We got some really cool coffee at a place that had been there since the 1700s. We went to a great bookstore. They had Hugh Latimer sermons from 1519 or something like that. I mean, crazy old bookstore that was awesome. We went to the beach there, had a good time, talked to some dude named Jeff that worked at UPS and was retired Christian. I had a really, really great West Virginia accent. I talked to him for a long time there. We had a good time just walking around Yorktown. That was awesome. The museum there was so well done. We loved the museum. We walked around and saw demonstrations, and just, it was wonderful. It was just a really cool time, and really liked Yorktown. Then we go to the battlefield, and me and the boys got to get out and stood at the battlefield and just sang the doxology, lifted our hands, and just had, it was awesome. It was just a, again, a reverent, holy moment where we got to be thankful for what God had done in history. And just think about how Washington really did defeat Cornwallis so many different places that we recognize God's providence, from the weather to the British forces being stopped by the French, to the French timing to come and help with us, and the, you know, mediation of Lafayette and his friendship with the older Washington as they become buddies, and then broker this deal with the French, who also don't like the British, and all the timing pieces that played into this. It was just incredible. So Yorktown was a lot of fun. I think Jordan's favorite day was Yorktown. Friday. Thursday also was our anniversary, or Friday was our anniversary. Actually, that was historic Williamsburg. So we just waited for Williamsburg to the very last day, and we went and got on the trolley, went downtown, paid a printer tickets to get our passes, went to in all the buildings and the houses. I think 30% of all the buildings in historic Williamsburg are original. The rest of them are recreations that were made like 100 and something years ago. And so that was really cool to see all the buildings, new, ancient, modern, that were there. But the modern were built to look like they're old. And I say ancient, just a few hundred years old. I mean, it is America. But we went to a Scottish place and saw Scottish wool, learned about Harris tweed, which was really fun. So we made this our tweediversary, where we got some tweed for our 16th anniversary. Had a great time just walking around town. Walked in all the houses and out of the houses. We went to the governor's mansion, and that was beautiful, probably our favorite building. And then we went and ended at the Capitol building, and that was really great. Historic Williamsburg is just beautiful. As I reflect on this, why talk about a vacation? Well, number one, for posterity's sake, I just want to remember this and remember the vacation and have the kids remember it as well. And if they don't, you know, the littles can go back and listen to this or watch this and remember it. But also, there's kind of these four big pieces that I kind of thought about that were really good, just praising God for his providence in history. And we think about the historical elements of this trip. It was the settlement period, which is God's miraculous provision to sustain a little settlement that almost got killed off. And in fact, my ancestors survived the 1622, the Powhatan Indians, and the different tribes rallied together, united together in a confederation, and ended up killing a majority of the settlers, many of the settlers there. And my ancestor was not living in Jamestown at the time. He was off on a plantation, and he survived. And you know, you think about that, like him and his wife, who is unrecorded except in some ancestral records. It's kind of hard to figure that out. There is a small possibility that he actually might not be my ancestor, because we can't find the exact records of his wife, Margaret, except in there's discrepancies. But to just say that he for sure is, then to see God's hand to preserve our family through that is just pretty, pretty wonderful. So there's the settlement period, God's providence in that. The Revolutionary War period, God's providence in the Revolutionary War period, and then to see God's providence in the war between the states. And, you know, this is something that you may disagree with. I think many of my audience would agree with, but basically that was the second war for independence. And in my mind, Lee and Washington were doing the exact same things. The only difference is Lee lost, Washington won. And so when you think about God's work in history, you have to realize that sometimes the virtuous cause, like in wars against Islam over the years, sometimes the righteous and virtuous cause loses. And that is a hidden mystery in the secret decrees of God. And we don't say because the virtuous side lost that the virtuous side was somehow the evil side, and say, well, the Islam, you know, the Muslim side, they were the virtuous side because they won. And obviously God's providence, okay, the victors always are right. Well, that's not true. The victors sometimes are the evil side. And that's the secret, again, the secret decrees of God. And that's the case in history, where sometimes the bad guys lose, and God still does amazing things through that somehow. God is still at work at all times and through all that. But the war between the states, you see God's providence as well. And when I look back and think about that, these things, providence, thankfulness, respect of great man, family, 16th anniversary, I look back in history and I am extremely thankful, and I want my family to be thankful as well. As we read about, as my boys and my daughter are going to be required to read real history in our country, the real history, the real heroes of American history, they will know about. And when we think about that, I want to turn our attention not just to the old pagan problem of worshiping created things rather than Creator, but see these great men and thank God for them. Thank God for what He did at Yorktown. To be able to stand at Yorktown and sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. God, you were here that day. You were sovereign over that day. You helped us defeat Cornwallis and the British Empire that day. That was you. You helped us at Jamestown. You helped us to survive. You helped my great, 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 great grandfather survive. It was you. You were here. I want my children to be thankful as they look back. Respect for great men as we stood saluting Stonewall Jackson, saluting Lee, saluting Washington, and saying, thank you, sir. Again, it's like words, I struggle to find them because it was so, he's like, these are great men in history and they're with the Lord now. And one day they will rise again here and I'll get to know them. I'll get to meet them, shake their hand. I want my children and my wife and me to be respectful of great men who have walked before us. Family, the fourth thing, family. Vacations are so wonderful because you get to spend time with family. Again, if you're like, man, we just can't afford a vacation, go to Bass Pro and spend $299 or $399 and get a 3 nights or 4 nights, 5 days or 4 days trip and get a $200 gift card that they'll give you back for sitting out a timeshare spiel. And you don't have to spend a lot. I mean, get creative and you can do amazing things. And then, you know, when you're building memories and shared experiences like that, fun things happen. Like, for instance, Ransom spit his gum out. And it's something so silly. It landed on the side of the window, and we thought, you know, we're going to keep that there. Will that stay on for the whole vacation? And sure enough, the whole vacation, we would say, hey, the gum's still there. It's still over there. It's still on the window. And it would be a rainstorm. Like, the gum's still there. And we would go on another trip. The gum's still there. And just fun things like that. When you have shared experiences, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we'll be like, hey, do you remember the gum? I remember Ransom's gum. It stuck there and it stayed there the whole time. Remember when Dad cried at Washington's grave? Remember Dad and Stonewall and our Oak Stonewall and Ransom? We all got there and we stood and looked at those lemons and we were just so thankful. Remember that? Oh, that was so cool. Remember those coffee shops we went to? So spending time with family was awesome. And then with Jordan, 16 years of marriage. Our marriage has been, it's been incredible. It has been so fun to be married to Jordan. And I know, because she's told me, that it's been the same for her. We've enjoyed our marriage. Some years have been better than others, of course, just like any marriage. But we've had a lot of fun. And this year, we had a shared enjoyment of Scottish tweed. So we went down a Harris tweed rabbit hole and decided this is our tweediversary. We're going to have fun. We're going to get some tweed. So we didn't get it at the store because it was $700 for a hand-woven Scottish jacket blazer. And for a purse there, it was expensive for a purse. But we got on eBay and we found the equivalents for a whole lot cheaper. And it's fun. We're walking around seeing history together. We enjoyed it. We enjoy aesthetics together and the aesthetics of history together. And, you know, Jordan loves looking at old kitchens and considering how the servant slaves would have worked in a kitchen. And I enjoy looking at, you know, the blacksmith shops or, you know, the tobacco houses or whatever. Just thinking through things you enjoy together. We absolutely loved this trip. It wasn't a vacation kind of vacation. It was more of a field trip like type of vacation where you go, just go, go, go every single day, which I love and she doesn't love as much. But what I've noticed is that even though she doesn't love those kind of vacations as much as just a beach vacation, she really enjoyed this trip because we all enjoyed this trip. It's kind of like going to the beach. I don't really particularly like that, but when I go to the beach, I enjoy my family, so I end up enjoying it, even though I don't enjoy the beach because I love my family. We had a blast, and so I'm thankful for marriage. Again, I don't know. I just wanted to record this because I like just recording whatever I want to do, and this is what I wanted to talk about, so I hope it was fun for you guys as well. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.